As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, I am David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do almost every Saturday. Today, talking about real reasons to celebrate Sox Fest on the South Side and wondering if the Cubs can help us fill that void we feel in Chicago without a championship caliber team to watch. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, David. You're fired up. I'm fired up because spring training is right around the corner. Sox Fest is around the corner on 35th Street in Halsted as well. And we are going to be talking baseball to our usual group of great guests.
Yes.
A lot of information. Let's start off by talking about a move the White Sox made. Just a few minutes ago, I confirmed the idea that outfielder Austin Hayes, right-handed hitting power hitter, guy that hits well against left-handers, has been signed to a one-year, $6 million deal with the White Sox to solidify some of their needs in that outfield. David, also to kind of balance things out with some good left-handed power hitters with the White Sox
right
now.
That's good. This way to start. Breaking news here on the Score. It is Austin Hayes, the newest member of the White Sox, a one-year, $6 million deal with incentives, and he is a 30-year-old outfielder, right-handed hitter. Last year, he was basically used against both righties and lefties, but this is the appealing stat for Chris Getz, my sense is. In 91 at-bats, his OPS was 949 against lefties.
Yeah.
So Will Venable likes to mix and match, and now he has more versatility with Austin Hayes, who is a professional outfielder, a guy that overall had 15 home runs in 350 or so at-bats last year, 380 at-bats, and a 768 OPS overall. Bruce, he fits the profile of the kind of guy the Sox were looking for to, number one, use the rest of the money that Luis Robert Jr. was allocated toward, or that was the $20 million. And number two, age-wise, is a good veteran whose example and professionalism will be valued in that clubhouse.
A decent outfielder, but also a candidate to be DH. So against left-handers, as you pointed out, so well with the 900-plus OPS. So these are the type of moves that make you believe that the White Sox are not just thinking about competing, not just thinking about breaking 100 losses, but actually competing in their division.
I want to take a step forward. We'll talk about that moving ahead in the next 2 hours. We're going to have a big show talking about the White Sox and the Cubs as well. But here's how we're going to go about it. At 9:15, just in a few minutes, we will talk to Colson Montgomery, the fine young shortstop who broke out in the second half of last season for the White Sox. At 9:30, Cub fans, Hobie Milner, the new lefty, 35-year-old lefty, added to the bullpen. We will talk to him. At 10 o'clock, we'll do some chin music. We'll look at the differences with voting for a Pro Football Hall of Fame, as we saw this week, created quite a stir, and the Baseball Hall of Fame, which Bruce and I both vote on, and some of the nuances there. And then we'll take a look at the free agent class at 10:30. We've got a lot of conversation ahead, and also your calls and opinions. 312-644-6767. But Bruce, it's Sox Fest. It's at the Romova Theater. The Austin Hayes signing underscores just how this week the Sox are talking about and feeling very positive about the season ahead.
They really are. And, you know, getting to talk to some of the young players there. And I think before we even talk about the young players, we have to say that Sox Fest is built around the young players this year. So no former Hall of Famers. Bo Jackson will be there to greet fans today. But it's broken down into Thursday night. It was about the different people that support the team, advertisers, other people like that. Yesterday, it was about season ticket holders. Today, it's the general public and the fan base. And Bo Jackson will be one of the guys there. But the theme, David, is White Sox, the young White Sox players. It's almost like back in the late 90s when they had the kids could play, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of the concentration on the White Sox right now, with some of these guys like Teal, like Montgomery, like Carroll, like Madroth, going into their second year and giving them the ownership of that team.
So let's look at that team as it stands right now after the Austin Hayes signing this morning. They traded Luis Robert Jr. to the Mets, and they saved $22 million on their payroll. They have turned around, and Chris Getz said on that day that he would use it to supplement this roster. And as of this morning, he certainly has done that. We mentioned Hayes and how he might fit. We'll talk about that as well. Sir Anthony Dominguez is, I think, the biggest move of the post-Luis Robert Jr. era so far because of the way that they went out and they got a late-inning reliever from the Blue Jays who will help them, number one, gain some bullpen flexibility with Grant Taylor. We'll get to him in a second. And also, number two, protect leads once you get them because they were terrible in the ninth inning, and they were terrible with leads. And I think they blew 25 leads and 24 right. saves. So, Bruce, do you see Sir Anthony Dominguez fitting in seamlessly into that ninth inning role, or would he be mixing and matching with other guys if they actually get a lead to protect?
Yeah, that's what Will Venable said. He said that you're going to see him at the back end, but there will be times when they use him in the eighth inning rather than the ninth inning if Venable feels the opposing team's lineup at that point dictates a big power arm to get the save in the eighth and not blow the lead that they have at that point. So that's a difference in baseball 2026 compared to maybe 10 years ago where your closer was an exclusive guy in the ninth inning. Now they look at, because of the metrics and how advanced they are, they look at the eighth inning with the best hitters up as – hey, I got to use my best guy here. This is their best chance to catch us right now.
Talking to the White Sox, as you did this week and last Thursday, Thursday and Friday at Sox Fest, what did you learn as far as the plans for Luis Angel Acuña, the center fielder from the Mets who came over in the Luis Robert trade? Because now the Luis Robert trade looks like you got Acuña, you got Dominguez, and this morning you got Austin Hayes. So essentially, the resources allocated to Luis Robert Jr., you got these three players. What goes next for Acuña?
Well, he's not necessarily what we've made in the media, him being the automatic center field replacement for Luis Robert. His strength has actually been, during his career, second base and shortstop. Talking to Ozzie Guillen about this, he talked about the fact that he's a major league player at either position. Center field is relatively new. He's been playing there in Venezuela this winter, and he's been doing okay, but it's, you know, it's not like he has a lot of experience there. So it's not necessarily there 162 games. The report on him that has been really good is that he's showing power for the first time in Venezuela, and that the swing is, you know, transitioning up to not just contact hitter, but some power.
And that, well, that's he had four home runs in one game earlier this month.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's not bad. Even though one of them came against a position player, you still have to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I understand what you're saying about his strengths, but the Sox strength is probably up the middle. You're going to have Mydroth, you're going to have Montgomery, and you might have some...
What if one gets hurt?
Well, then you're protected. You have some depth.
Yeah, but then who do you have in center?
But I think that, Brooks Baldwin is always somebody that can be a fourth outfielder.
They brought in a couple of other people, too, from the outside, other organizations. But I think they're going to continue to look. I don't think Hayes is the last move.
You think they have another move in them?
I do. And I think even possibility of trade.
How about a starting pitcher? Are they still feeling like they have enough in this rotation? Because I look at it and I see a lot of projected lineups and starting rotations include Jonathan Cannon. And while his potential and ceiling, they seem very high and promising, I think he also has to face the fact that last year, somewhat disappointing, and you're not quite sure the consistency is there yet.
Would you, if you were Chris Getz in his hierarchy, would you consider... this is where we offer Scherzer or Verlander a contract.
Without a doubt. I think even in Chris Bassett, somebody like that who would come in.
Bassett's going to cost you a lot of money.
He's going to probably be more expensive. Zach Gallen would be another guy under the category.
That's in the $20 million area.
That's probably more than the Sox are going to spend.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. But I think the point being, and you're asking this, and I think we may end up coming back to Martin Perez because he's a guy that is a veteran who showed his value in the clubhouse last year. And if he's healthy, he showed some promise on the mound.
Yeah, he just signed.
Did he just sign?
He signed a minor league deal with Atlanta.
Oh, I missed that one, Bruce.
Sorry.
Well, that's bad. I should know that.
It's corrected in 5 seconds.
Okay, well, it's corrected. So he's out of the mix. I do think it still underscores what you're talking about. You'd like a veteran. An example, somebody that might be injury prone, but also somebody that can take the ball and pitch through some discomfort. And yeah, I definitely think they could use somebody like that.
The only thing about the Scherzer or the Verlander is how many times you have to lay the red carpet out for a superstar. Will he fit in with a young group? Will he be just the right thing for the young group? Mm-hmm. In other words, or are they so used to being superstars that they will be isolating themselves from the rest of the group?
Spring training, couple weeks away. We'll see if they add somebody by then. Before we get to our interview with Colson Montgomery coming up at 9:15 in a few minutes, Bruce, I want to really ask you one Cub question, and then we can get back to the Cubs later in the program. Dylan Carlson, at one point in time, was highly regarded. Dylan Carlson signed a minor league deal with the Cubs this week. What do you expect from Dylan Carlson?
Well, I expect him to be able to back up all three outfield positions. I expect him to be a left-handed bat that they can use at times. And more importantly, signing of him and Chaz McCormick, another veteran outfielder that they signed to a minor league deal this week, gives you a sense of the what if.
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody gets hurt? What if your center fielder gets hurt, right?
This is protection against PCA, right?
Injured. Other than Alcantara, they don't have another center fielder in the purview whatsoever.
Pico Armstrong had his jersey retired at his high school this week. Do you see that?
Yeah.
He is everywhere. He's at every game in Chicago. He is super fan. Now he's going out to California, getting his jersey retired. What an offseason for him.
Yeah, Pete bought a place in Chicago in the offseason. So he's firmly entrenched in the route between L.A. and here. And he told me that after the holidays, he's been here most of the time.
Are the Cubs done?
But he's taking a trip to Hawaii right now.
Not bad. Yeah, he needs to.
It's good to be PCA, isn't it?
Just stay off the surfboard, PCA. Yeah, stay off the surfboard. Don't need any of those kind of accidents or mishaps. Just have fun, relax, unwind.
I think he's one of the more delightful Cub players in recent history.
He's one of the more delightful Chicago athletes that's come around, because he is a guy that is willing to go out there, and you've seen him at these games, whether it's the Bears, Bulls, or Hawks. He's interacting with fans. They love seeing him because he has all the time in the world to take a selfie, to shake a hand, to offer a thought. He's really approachable and accessible.
I would say it's the closest thing to Anthony Rizzo as far as interaction with fans. You should see him with the kids groups that show up at Wrigley. He spends the same type of time, and I'm not saying the other Cub players don't, but he has that same kind of kid like.
Well, he's not that long ago, and he was one of them.
No, but I mean, Rizzo.
He's barely older than
Rizzo
them.
Always had that.
He's very childlike.
Kids.
Yes, yeah. And Rizzo is great with children. You're exactly right.
Yeah, news on him this week.
Yeah,
too.
How about that? NBC Sports now has a studio of Anthony Rizzo, Clayton Kershaw, and Joey Votto.
Yeah,
that's must watch stuff.
Yeah, it is, and I'm most interested in Votto because he doesn't pull any punches.
Well, he's a very entertaining, humorous analyst, and
speaking
I think he's also very smart. Speaking of entertaining players, I think that we can now go to our score hotline, the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Joining us there is White Sox shortstop Colson Montgomery. Colson, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, I know you are a son of the Midwest and grew up in Indiana. I just wonder, when you come back to Chicago, and it is the end of January, and it is the middle of winter, are you glad to be here? How do you handle this little winter chill that we're going through?
I mean, yeah, it's a little different, but I'm always glad to be in Chicago, and I love being in Chicago and in touring the city and seeing nice restaurants and things like that, but I don't think it's too bad.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Colson, yesterday the theme that I had with a lot of the players I talked to, and I stayed away from talking to you because I knew we were going to have you on this morning, but the theme among your teammates was, I asked the leadership question, and you guys get that all the time. You've probably gotten it from the time you were a very young kid, but the idea about leaders, and almost to a man, each guy said, we all have leadership ability. Go to locker, and there's plenty of would-be leaders in here. How do you look at that general media question and how it applies to your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would agree with them. I think everybody has that quality of being a leader. And I think it's just also, a side note of people having their own accountability. We're all able to be accountable on each other. And I think that's what's pretty good about our group is, yeah, we're young, but, we still expect the best out of all of us. And if something needs to be said, we know there's no bad blood with having to say anything between, us rookies or anything like that.
Colson, the way that you broke out last year in the second half, my sense is that you were wanting the season to last as long as possible, but it ended. And now I'm curious about this. How do you make sure that what happened in the second half of last year transfers into spring training in the first part of this year? And then maybe it stays consistent throughout the season. What's the secret in making sure that you don't lose any momentum as you have this little break?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes back to staying prepared and in my routines and just my preparation with me and my coaches and, just really focusing on that stuff. And then also kind of just taking it day by day and at bat by at bat and, not trying to really do too much and just kind of let game dictate what that bat needs. I felt like that's what I was doing at the end of the year. Really wasn't trying to put too much pressure on me. You know, I was just kind of reading the situation of the game.
How did you look at the switching up and back between short and third last year? David and I were talking during that time about, you know, us as general managers here at the Score decided that why would you have this young guy who's breaking out and doing so well? Why would you move him around? I mean, he's your shortstop. That's who he was when you drafted him. That's what you envisioned for the next 10 years. Why do that? How did you internalize it and keep positive through that up and back?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think too much about it just because, you know, I was in the big league, so I really didn't care about any of that stuff. And, you know, it's definitely a thing that you can think about of like, oh, am I going to be a shortstop or am I going to be a third baseman? But, I mean, I know I'm always a shortstop. And if you look in the league, you just see guys who were shortstops and they can play multiple positions. But, you know, it was just like at that time, you know, we were playing really well with me at third and Chase at shortstop. So, I mean, I think that's just kind of where it was at. I mean, I don't mind it. Wherever they want me to play, you know, I felt really comfortable at third with what, you know, Jersh was teaching me and, you know, some of the other guys.
Colson, do you consider yourself a home run hitter?
I mean, I would say so.
Well, the way that the second half of the season, I think you certainly showed it. I just, going into, is there a different approach at the plate that home run hitters take?
I mean, I'm not really trying to go up there and hit home runs or anything like that. It kind of just happens, you know, with where the pitch is at and things like that. But, you know, I mean, it definitely helps to be able to put the ball in the seats.
The idea that your confidence has never wavered, would that be accurate? Because we've had you on our show here ever since you were signed probably 4, 5, or 6 times, and no matter whether you were doing poorly or well, the confidence was always there for you. You never seemed to lack any. How much of that was the ultimate part of you being able to ward off the negative start in the minor leagues last year and come to the major leagues and just be Colson Montgomery?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had self-confidence in myself ever since I was young. You know, that's kind of what my parents have kind of instilled in me is, you know, you have to be confident in your abilities. But, I mean, I think what really brings out, you know, the confidence in myself is like what happened in the big leagues was I was just very confident in my preparation and my routines and me going into the game. I felt like I was the most prepared. So it was kind of just one of those things where my athletic ability would just, you know, kind of take over with muscle memory and you just go out there and compete. But, you know, even, you know, it's like all of us, you know, we all have confidence in ourselves and things, but sometimes you just get in a little rut and then you just, you know, you get away from really what you're trying to do. And that's kind of what happened to me earlier in the year. But, you know, the White Sox believed in me and helped me get out of it.
We're talking with Colson Montgomery here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670. The Score, another couple minutes with the White Sox shortstop. Colson, how did you spend your off season? How tired and fatigued were you after that run that you had with the White Sox? And how much did you enjoy Indiana football winning the national title?
Yeah, it was good. I felt really good. I felt good after the season. You know, the trainers and everybody, the health staff at the White Sox did a really good job of, you know, keeping me healthy for all year. And I mean, I've kind of just chilled and hung out and didn't really do too much for the first month of the off season. But then, you know, once I got back into it, you know, I felt really good with all the baseball activities. And it was just really cool, though, to see, you know, Indiana, you know, come through and be able to win the national championship. It was awesome to see.
Did you go to any games?
I mean, I went to some regular season games. I didn't go to any of the playoff games.
We appreciate this so much. I hope we got you through your Uber ride back into the venue today. Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you in just 11 days in spring training. Thanks so much. Have a great day. All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Colson. Colson Montgomery, White Sox shortstop, who is at Sox Fest, the Romova Theater, tonight to finish up the three-day activities on the South Side.
We talk about PCA, but watching, you know, covering all the White Sox games like I do, watching him express joy and having fun and getting all his work in, very similar to the PCA thing. He always had a smile on his face. He was the happiest guy to be there. But if you were talking to him and he looked at his watch and he saw it was time for him to be in the cage.
Gone.
So he never missed his work.
Yeah, he's pretty businesslike.
But when he's not, very affable.
All right,
guy.
So if I said to you, Colson Montgomery, 2026, 40 home runs, all-star team, and play 140 games at shortstop. Any of those sound unrealistic?
I'd say you'd pull in the reins on the horse a little bit.
Okay, I'm just asking. Realistic numbers.
I think there were some things toward the last month of the season where he slumped.
Okay.
So it can't be the all or nothing home run, right? There's got to be more contact.
Do you consider him a home run hitter?
Oh, there's no question. Well, it's a natural stroke.
Did you consider him a home run hitter when they drafted him?
It was a natural stroke. Yeah.
Okay.
They did too. I mean, that's why
35 homer power?
Yeah, I mean there's no question. And you know, you get excited about the fact that he might do that. Your new Japanese player Mooney might be doing that.
It's quite an infield. They got quite an infield they're building there.
But
Vargas
again,
and Mydroff.
Again, baseball is not a linear sport.
It is not, Bruce. Baseball is not a linear sport. It is one of those things that will be confounding and makes you wonder all kinds of things. Like, how are the Cubs going to put together their bullpen this year? Hobie Milner will be one of the guys that Tommy Hotovy is tasked with figuring out exactly what his role is. We will talk to Hobie Milner next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
I think it's an opportunity in a lot of ways. In some ways, it is a challenge. We need a number of guys. We hit on a lot of guys last year. So I think we'll probably look at the same thing. We'll look at small trades. We'll look at small deals. We'll look in Major League Free Agency. We do need to add a number of arms back there. But the good news is that, like, you know, we have kind of a somewhat blank canvas back there. We're not saddled by any underperformers or anything like that. We just need to go out and find good arms and give guys opportunities. And I think our defense, I think our pitching group does a good job with those guys.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine until 11 o'clock today. That was Jed Hoyer talking about the challenge of rebuilding the Cubs bullpen, which brings us out to the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today and where we find Cubs left-hander Hobie Milner. Hobie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us and welcome to Chicago, sort of. You'll be here soon enough, but your first spring training, which is only a couple weeks away. Let's just start with the fact that you have pitched for a lot of major league teams. The Cubs were one that signed you in free agency. What about the Cubs appealed to you?
There's a lot of things about the Cubs. First of all, Council's great. I had him with the Brewers for 3 years. So I know how he works. I know how he runs a bullpen, and it's a huge positive in my mind. Another thing is, defense wise, they have probably the best infield defensively in baseball. So that's a big thing for me, given how many ground balls I get and how many balls are just put in play. But also, like, they're the favorites to win the NL Central. The offense is primed and ready to go. It's an exciting team, and I just want to win somewhere.
Hobie, talk a little bit about the evolution of you and your strengths in Milwaukee in 2022. I know you came there in 21, but from 22 on, you became the efficient pitcher that you've been all the way through. And the impact of Council and the coaches there on you then, what was the turning point in your mind?
So in 2021, my first year with the Brewers, I was up and down a lot, and I spent about a third of the year up in the big leagues, and I got optioned probably for my fifth time that year. And I went into Council's office and I said, like, what are you looking for? Like, what do I need to do in AAA to get better to stick up here? And he said, really, it's going to be hard for you to do, but we need more swing and miss out of you for lefties. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. So I he was honest with me, and I was grateful for that. And then I went back to AAA and realized that I could never get more swing and miss. So I just completely changed the way I threw to lefties and tried to get them to put the ball on the ground. At the time, I was like heavy four seam, heavy slider to lefties. And then I started like, and that's what I was trying to get swing and misses with. And so I was like, all right, the swing and miss just isn't going to happen. I got to get elite bad contact. So then I started throwing two seams to lefties, and the second half of that season, I was mostly in AAA, but like, I don't even know if I gave up a hit to a lefty that second half. Just all of a sudden, I was getting bad contact ground balls, mixing in a strikeout or two. And then that next season, I happened to make the team, and that was a lockout year, and we had that extra roster spot. And I was just that extra guy, and I pitched really well, and I got the opportunity to stay up the whole year. And pretty much after that, they were like, all right, we've seen the workload over the full season, and here you go.
We're talking with Cubs left-hander Kobe Milner here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. With four pitches and a reliance on analytics, I think that the relationship and communication between you and you mentioned the manager in Craig Counsell's case when you played for him in Milwaukee, and also the pitching coach. We're here in Chicago, Tommy Hadovy has done a lot of work and has a lot of had a lot of success with guys like yourself coming in and not having defined roles, and by the end of the season being weapons. And I just wonder how much of his track record and how much of the Cubs' pitching infrastructure also appealed to you, and how that will go as you prepare for next season.
So Tommy is, I believe, the only sidearm left-handed pitching coach in baseball or in the big leagues at the moment. Yeah. So that was
good homework on
your
part.
That was appealing in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was one of the things. Like when I talk to pitching coaches, like in those interviews, free agent interviews and whatnot, like it's hard to find a pitching coach that really understands how to coach someone's sidearm, because you know they have all these others. Half the pitching coaches are analytics style coaches, and half of them are like very mechanical. And when they get into the mechanical stuff with me, it's kind of tough to do, because it's not like there's different timing cues and there's different, all these different things that are not like their conventional things that they're teaching other guys. Like they're teaching 99% of the guys this one movement and something like that. And then all of a sudden I come in there with these ridiculous mechanics, and it's kind of like, it's a crapshoot. They're throwing, you know, darts and hoping they hit the bullseye with my mechanics. And I think Tommy understands that, and so he knows what it's like to pitch differently. And Tyler Zombro is the other guy that was appealing to me. I guess the what's his new title? President of pitching,
yes,
or something like
yes.
that. But he I actually played with him in Durham in 2018 or 19, and I had worked with him a little bit in the off season a couple years ago, and he's a brilliant mind when it comes to pitching and mechanics and stuff like that, all the analytics as well. So they were both pretty appealing to me.
Obi, you came into an era that probably is not the most left-handed sinker ball bullpen pitcher era in baseball. It's not. As a matter of fact, all the great left-handed situational pitchers from 15 and 20 years ago had been phased out because they were one batter guys that no longer the rules allow in baseball. So what you had to do to accomplish to be able to get lefties and righties out is even more it's more interesting in it, and it's a greater achievement because the Tony Fossis era ended a long time ago. Talk a little bit about that challenge there, and the fact that the evolution of situational left-handers have changed over the years.
So I feel like the main reason that I kind of survived that, that like transition, was because execution was a separator for me. Like at the time I was executing better than a lot of guys that were just lefty specialists. Cause when I come in to face a righty, all that matters is how, like my location and like where I locate my pitches. And if I'm executing my pitches, then I'm going to be fine. Like, I mean, I'm still going to get hit around every once in a while, but it's the mistake pitches that really hurt me. And I think I command is what I do for the most part. Like I command the ball, but I just do it in a funky style. But when guys are just like your standard lefty from 2015 to 2017, they might not be the location type or the power type, and guys now, like righties can hit 105 miles an hour if they wanted to, like 105 mile an hour left-handed fastball. So that didn't really help out those guys. Like the fact that I have a lot of different velocities on my pitches, that helps, but being able to command them was really the separator for me. So I can go in and I guess I kind of feel like a starter. Like I feel like I pitch like a starter because I have to throw four different pitches and I have to throw them all to both sides of the plate, as opposed to just coming in and being like a one trick pony or a two trick pony. I think that's a big separator for me.
Before I let you go, we just want to know, you're 35 and this would be your sixth major league team. So you have been in many bullpens and you've seen a lot of different collections of talents and personalities, and bullpens have their own unique blend of talents and personalities. What do you bring in terms of the personality to the Cubs mix? Because that's always been kind of an eclectic group and it's always been one of the strengths of the Cubs. And I just wonder how forward you're looking to that and what you will have to offer.
That's an interesting question that I wasn't prepared for, I don't think. So I'm not a vocal guy at all. But I tend to be a leader by example. That's kind of what I have been my whole career. I always prepared. I try and just do everything the right way. I'm out there early. I feel like I handle myself the right way, like after bad outings, after good outings. So really that's my goal as a veteran baseball player. You know, just I try and, you know, keep it light out there. I'm not trying to make guys lock in and do things that aren't what their normal routine is. But I like to, you know, have fun out there and relax, but also like be prepared and like show the younger guys like this is how it's done. But yeah, that's really it.
Obi, in closing with you, David and I both appreciate your time today. I look forward to seeing you in spring training in just 10 or 11 days. But the idea that you've already mentioned how honest that your manager was with you when you were with the Brewers and what we know about Council now, what are some of the other characteristics that you saw about him game managing that were of interest to you that you saw maybe the competitor inside of him?
Well, one thing that I really like about what Council does, well, at least he did it with Milwaukee. I don't know if he still does, but he handles the phone calls to the bullpen by himself. He did then. I don't know if he still does, but he'd be looking at his sheet with the lineup and the available pitchers, and I don't know what notes he had made pregame, but he's the inning before he wants a pitcher to go in there. He's looking at it and he's like, he has worst case scenario in his head and he has best case scenario in his head. And I've asked him this before and I know that he's told me that that's true, but he's preparing for worst case scenario. That's why he's always stressing around with he's pulling his hair out. that's him thinking of whatever the worst case scenario might be and how to respond to it. But he's got his two pitchers in mind, and he calls and tells him what he wants. Like he calls down to the bullpen, tells him what he wants. And so there's no miscommunication. There's no like, oh, hey, just kidding. We wanted this. With several of my other teams, I've been in situations like that where there's a miscommunication or the manager's not 100% sure. There's four guys trying to make that decision. You got an analytics guy, you got two pitching coaches and the manager all talking about like who they want to come into the game. Like, oh, these three batters match up better for this guy. But Council is prepared on that front. And he knows like he goes more off gut or like just they have that conversation pregame and he sticks to the game plan.
Obi, I have the answer for why that is. He was afraid Murph was going to order a pizza rather than call down to the pen.
Yes, that's very likely, I think.
Hobie, thanks so much for your time this morning. It was really a pleasure talking with you, getting to know you, Lynn, and best of luck as you get ready for spring training in here in a couple weeks.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hobie Milner, the Cubs left-hander, getting ready for out in Mesa, and it's not that far away.
Some really good insight as to how he survived and also the council I'm getting on the phone, not you, Murph.
That's a really good little detail.
Yeah,
he's
fun.
Bruce. I'm David. It's Inside the Clubhouse. We're here until 11, talking Chicago baseball on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
David Hall, Bruce Levine here until 11 talking baseball. But tonight the Bulls are on the road. They take on the Heat. Once again, the second game in a three-game series. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Had a very active first hour, Bruce. Colson Montgomery and then Hobie Milner. Very curious. We want to reset the big news of the day. Austin Hayes signed a one-year contract with the White Sox to play presumably left field, maybe center field, worth $6 million. There are some incentives in there. Austin Hayes wanted to play every day, and he'll probably get an opportunity to do that with the Sox. Question is, Bruce, do you think they're done?
No, I don't think they're done. I think they need some corner infield help as well, maybe backup-wise to augment what they want to do. I think the encouraging part of the White Sox is, you know, we touched on it earlier in the show, and that is you're looking at a team that is really interested in not only filling positions, but fortifying positions. Mm-hmm. So if the starting pitching cooperates, and that is the big if they can get in starting innings from their pitchers a lot better than last year. They were the worst in baseball last year in starting innings. And that's why you alluded to how bad the bullpen was. A lot of that had to do with the overload on the bullpen from having to pitch way, way too many innings.
On the other side of town, the bullpen for the Cubs being revamped again, and you trust Tommy Hotovy, you trust Craig Counsell, and you certainly trust Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins to get the right kind of fit for this bullpen. We just talked to Hobie Milner, how he fits in. He's tough against lefties, and that sidearm delivery is a big reason why. Bruce, how do you feel about the state of the Cub bullpen as we are 2 weeks from spring training?
Well, I want to know who Daniel Palencia really is, okay? That is something that I think the Cubs are going to try to find out as well, because we know he can throw 102. We know he's a great young man. You know he wants to try hard, but you know, that Washington game where he gave up the two home runs and then came out, and then they gave him mental timeout. Okay. He really wasn't hurt that bad, but they wanted to rebuild his confidence in himself. And that took a couple weeks, and he didn't come back as the automatic closer. I want to see how he evolves into being the man at the end.
Next hour, we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame process, how it's different in baseball than it is in football, the one that just snubbed Bill Belichick. We'll talk about who might be on the way to Chicago in terms of free agents, and that'll be a lot of fun. But at one point, I think we need to take just a moment, Bruce, to look at the new additions to the Cubs bullpen, what they have, how it's different, and what's reasonable to expect, because there's not one aspect of every baseball team in the majors that's more volatile or changing than the bullpen from year to year.
Yeah, and a lot of it is the belief in their pitching lab, in their pitching coaches, in the way that Counsell handles people and builds them up. A tremendous amount of that belief by the front office is in the infrastructure of the Cubs.
And you look at what they have done down there, the left-handed sidearm pitcher. I thought it was funny that he said that Tommy Hotovy is the only sidearm lefty pitching coach in the majors. But who does essentially Milner replace? Who is he replacing? I don't know that you can answer that until you know how everything else falls into place.
Yeah, I mean, they brought back Thielbar, and I think that's one of the most underrated moves going into the next years, how good he was, even at age 37, going on. I think he's older. But the way that he handled his innings, the way that they had a left-hander that they could really count on for the first time in 3 or 4 years. That was their downfall quite a bit in those 2 years where they won 84 ballgames and didn't make the playoffs.
Last question before the break. Which Chicago team is more likely to sign Zach Gallen before spring training, the Cubs or the White Sox?
I think the Cubs. You know, I still think that's a possibility. The holdup, I think it's going to be a 3-year contract. I think the holdup is probably the when he can walk from the contract. I don't think the Cubs necessarily want to give him a 3-year deal where he can walk after the first year. That doesn't accomplish things.
The opt-outs are being negotiated or discussed?
I think so, because the three of their veterans are going to be free agents to walk away. They're going to want to have some, even with the talk about lockout and no season, all that, they have to prepare for next year, and Gallen would be a nice guy to put up there, you know, along with Steele and Horton, as far as the guys, and, you know, of course, Cabrera as well.
Bruce Levine, David Haw, we've got another fun hour ahead on Inside the Clubhouse. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, a little chin music for some people on the other sport and the voting for the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about it next. Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.